Namaste, everyone. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show about the Akashic Records, and where you can talk about what's going on in your life and get some soul information directly from the records. I'm Donna Fox. I'm a certified Akashic Records teacher and have been doing this for over 12 years, and happily have been doing this on BBS Radio for over 2.5 years. So I enjoy you calling in. I have opened the Akashic Records prior to coming on the air, so the records are now open, and you get to ask your questions. One of the things we don't do is, it's different. What differentiates an Akashic Records consultation and a psychic reading is that typically we're dealing with the here and now, and what is going on in your life and why it's going on in your life, and you can receive guidance around that. However, the future outcomes, because you're living on a planet of free will choice, are your choice. So based on what you do today is what creates your future for tomorrow. Whereas in a typical psychic reading, many times the psychic is reading the energy around you, which is peripheral and is also changeable. So what's true today may not be true tomorrow based on your free will choice. So what we do is we talk about the core issues, we talk about why things are the way they are, or how you can move to a different attitude, what's blocking you from receiving all the abundance and prosperity of the universe, why certain people in your life, or any type of question like that. And you can email your question if you would like to do that. You can email me a question at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's AKASHICWISDOM. That's akashicwisdom.com. My computer's on, and we're ready for questions. I do have one that is very interesting that we'd like to talk about this evening. And if you'd like to call in and ask a question, you certainly can do that. You can call in worldwide toll-free at 888-815-9756. You can also call in to 530-876-9916 or 530-876-3222. So your questions are what make this hour that we have together interesting. I bring forth the information from the Akashic Records. And for those people who have not listened before, I access the Akashic Records through a very sacred prayer. It's a specific prayer that has been given to us, actually from the Mayans. The prayer that I say has been translated from Mayan to Spanish, to English, and there's a very interesting story all about that at if you go up to AkashicRecordsConsultantsInternational.org, and that is the organization that has certified me as an Akashic Record teacher and consultant. And there's teachers all over the country that have classes, and so you can, if you can't find one in your area, you can call one of us who is close. And I go where I'm invited, so have prayer, we'll travel. So if you have a group of people that you would like to know more about the Akashic Records, I'm happy to travel to where you are, and let's answer some questions. So let's get to that right now. We're going to answer some questions that have been emailed. And the first email question is that the topic is jealousy. Now, this is a very interesting question and topic, because in these days, with our economy being what it is, very easy for us to go into fear and jealousy. The feeling of unfairness. But what the question is what do the records have to tell us about jealousy? And this particular person is actually experiencing jealousy towards her from others, and she wants to know what is attracting this, or what is she putting out there that's creating this. And so, however, we're going to talk about jealousy as a topic. So if you, and we don't have to stay on that topic, you can talk about whatever you'd like, but let's start out with this. So the question is what do the records have to tell us about jealousy? So what do we need to know about jealousy? Okay, so the record keepers would like us to know that jealousy, in based on the different types of situations, has to do with the fear of not being good enough. So what does that mean? That means that when we're jealous of a lover, we are afraid that they're going to go to someone and they are going to like that person better than you. That has to do with the fear of not being good enough. Also, with other jealousy, let's say jealousy because one person has more than another person, that jealousy has to do with feeling, again, we talked about feeling unfair and things being unfair. And so what we want to do is when we believe we are in a state of jealousy, we have to remember that moving into jealousy is truly about giving up our power. And moving into jealousy actually, again, allows us to move into a victim stance. And if you've been following this program, we talk a lot about how people can move, how insidious and how being a victim is something we think we've cleared and then it rears its head again, and how subtle the idea of moving into victim can be. And so when we are in a state of jealousy, or we're jealous of someone else, we are then again thinking we're not good enough and we are feeling less than. If in fact we're experiencing someone being jealous of us, there's a part of us, if we notice that someone is acting towards us in a jealous way, we have to make sure, number one, that our feelings are accurate. That's what the record keepers are saying is that many times when we think people are acting in a jealous way towards us, it's our way of being, what they're saying, afraid to step into our power. Now, it's about also allowing the jealousy of someone else to hold us down. So, for example, if in fact there are some situations, what I'm being told is that when a person is acting or a person is experiencing jealousy of another, it puts the person. I want to be able to phrase this so it doesn't get confusing. So if, in fact, a person feels they are being judged and other people are jealous of them, the receiver of that feeling actually shuts themselves down in many cases, so as not to incur anybody else's wrath. Now, what's important about this is that there are many people that are operating under the assumption that if they do well, other people will be jealous of them. Therefore, they hold themselves back rather than feel rejected or ostracized. So I would encourage you to check out if, in fact, you are feeling that other people are jealous of you. Notice if you've allowed that to stop you from being successful. And then also notice if, in fact, you feel that there's more to you than meets the eye, and you want to move into a more successful place, you need to look at the areas in your life where you have held yourself back trying to fulfill someone else's expectations of what you could not do. I know we've talked about this before, but here it comes up again. So the idea of jealousy is actually an anger and a hatred and it's something that needs to be dealt with. So I want you just to also notice that when you feel jealous of someone else or something else or a situation, that you're also moving into a place of, they're saying entitlement, but it also carries the feeling of, why do they have it and I don't? And as soon as you put yourself into that, why do they have it and that I don't, the underlying assumption is that you can't have it. And the reality is, you can. You can have anything you put your mind to. It's all about how you qualify your life and how you qualify what is going on in your life. So that's, I'd really like you to think about that. And then this subject can be explored so much better if, in fact, we have some calls. So let me give you those telephone numbers. This program is going to be as richly interesting to you as the callers ask the questions about life and what's going on. So, again, the telephone numbers to call are, we have the worldwide telephone number that's 888-815-9756, and that's worldwide. So let's talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. We were talking earlier, I was having a conversation with a friend about business. We were talking about life coaching. We were talking about business coaching. And we were talking about how people in this time, are looking to recreate themselves, that their position, let's say either they've lost their job, they're going to lose their job, or they're thinking about leaving their job, and they're afraid to leave their job. But everyone is in a kind of a state of flux. But at the same time, what I would like to share with you is that this is a time for you to really look at how you can recreate yourself. So what I'd like you to do is make a list of all the things that you would like to accomplish in your life. That's number one. This is not to make you feel bad. This is to give you hope of what's possible. And then I'd also like you to make a list of all the things you've already accomplished. And, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to my son. I had breakfast with him this morning. And he was... Actually, he was sharing with me we were talking about accomplishments and why we're proud of each other, and it was a great conversation for a mother and child, although he's not a child, he's 37. But the idea is that it was about reminding each other about what we can claim in our life to be proud of. And so, for example, he was mentioning to me that you know, my first husband died when my kids were little, and again, if you've listened, you've heard that. So when my kids were 16 months old, 3 and 6, my first husband died, and I raised the 3 kids. I started at least 6 different businesses that have been successful, that have moved on to completion. I've got a radio show, and I'm really good at starting something from nothing. And he named others, but you get the picture. But one of the things that's the most important part of my feeling of success is the raising of 3 beautiful children. And so whether you feel successful as a parent, whether you feel successful as an employee or a spouse, or if you just feel successful as a human, that's great. But it's really going to be important for you to really begin to list the things that you are feeling successful about. So go back even to when you were a kid and begin to list all the things that you feel good about that allow you to feel, well, I'm really proud I did that. That felt good. And that list right there is a way of, if you combine that list with your list of things that you've always wanted to do in your life, and what you want to do is you want to compare where you felt the most successful. What was going on in your life at that point in time? Where was your passion? Where was your joy? And what part did that passion and joy play in your feelings of success? And by isolating those aspects of success, you can then recreate those feelings into creating what you truly want. Now, at the same time, if you feel you've kind of fallen off the mark, that you were really moving along and you felt really successful in doing a lot of different things, and all of a sudden you find yourself, and you're not quite sure how you got there, it's like all of a sudden, like, well, how did I get here? I just lost my job, and I lost my investments, and I have to start at square one, and how did I let that happen? First of all, you have to take the self-recrimination off of that. But there are many people that I deal with who are on their life path, and somehow they feel that they have gone off of their path. Somewhere along the line, they took a turn that led them down to choices that have created a situation in their life that they're not happy with or that they feel helpless about. And so what I'm suggesting for those people who may feel that way, that you literally do that emotional timeline and look at where that drop-off or that choice was, and then move back into that time frame and reclaim the joy just before you made the choice that, let's say, took you down the wrong path. So rather than sitting there and analyzing the wrong path over and over and over again to death, the records are suggesting that you move back to that space or that emotion or that time travel, if you will, right before that choice was made, when you felt powerful, when you felt successful, when you felt happy, and when you felt joyful. And take that emotion and then bring that now forward, jump over the inappropriate part, and compare it to the list that you have created of your goals or the things that you would like to accomplish in your life. And when you compare that feeling, go down the list and see which one of those things ignites the same type of passion and excitement. So it's like doing a matchup of all the things you think you'd like to do. I mean, we all have things we'd like to do. There's all different ideas that we have that we would like to create in our life. But there are certain things that turn us on more than others. And so the recommendation is that you see what matches that joy and excitement and spark in your heart that you had in the past. So it could be a business. It could be an industry that you want to learn more about. It might even be a relationship. And if it's a relationship that you are excited about and really passionate about, I want you to really allow yourself the compassion to, again, move into the feelings of joy and taking those feelings of joy and excitement and compare them to that list of things you'd always like to do. So if you're out there trying to make your list, or if you've got a list of things that you would like some help with, I really encourage you to give a call or an email, and let's hear from you. Let's talk. Or if you have some challenges out there that you would like some guidance about, again, let's talk. So that's an idea for you to contemplate and work on this week, or talk to me about, or give me a call. Many times that's exactly what I do with individual consultations. When I do, whether it's life coaching or business coaching, or just a typical consultation, whether it's a half an hour or an hour or an hour and a half, what we do is the consultations are based 100% on your questions. And so I open your records, your own personal Akashic records, which helps you communicate better with your soul's information. And you ask your questions, and your questions get us to the right area of the record. I need your full legal name to do it appropriately, but we do it on the telephone, so you don't have to be here in Cleveland with me. And we do that, and it's very interactive, so that you get to ask as many questions as you would like to ask in that hour, or that hour and a half, or that half hour, whatever you feel that you want to experience. And so that's why the questions are so important, because everything is vibrational frequency. The questions actually hold a vibration and frequency that unlock, if you will, like a file cabinet. I guess that's the best way to explain it to you, is the questions unlock a file cabinet. That in that file cabinet, based on the question and based on the subject matter, the answers to those questions are in that file cabinet. It's just about getting to that right file cabinet. It's very fascinating. So that's something to think about, and please give a call if that's of interest to you. Now, I want to talk about this. Oh, hello. Hi there, Carla. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Rosemary.
Hi, it's Rosemary. How are you?
I'm doing pretty darn good.
Great. Where are you calling from?
What?
Where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Oh, is this the Rosemary? I think it is.
Yes.
Hiya.
Delightful. You will be offering a course in 1 and 2 in Minneapolis?
I'm actually not. It's not in Minneapolis. That's the old website is 2007, so the class is going to be in Cleveland.
Oh, okay. I very much am interested in taking 1 and 2.
Okay. Well, you need to take 1 first,
mm-hmm.
and then wait at least 30 days before you take 2.
Okay.
Okay, but since you're calling about that, I can certainly give them the dates of when that level 1 and 2 is going to be. That's just fine. That's going to be here in Cleveland. And
mm-hmm.
I know that you said you had some challenges around traveling. I'm certainly able to help you with that, no problem.
Thank you.
And the dates of the level one here in Cleveland, we'll get to that, are going to be on the 2nd and 3rd of May.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be working for you?
Yes, it will.
Very good. And
I'm a happy camper.
I'm sorry?
Good. That's very wonderful.
Yeah, and it's going to be here in Cleveland, so you could drive it or you could fly.
I think we'll drive.
You're coming from Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then that's like a 5 or 6 hour drive.
That I can do.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
Cool.
That's great. Okay, well, we're going to put you down. That's
mm-hmm.
a wonderful thing. And now you're familiar with what you learn in level one, is that right?
You learn how to read your own record.
You're right.
And I've been doing that sporadically for most of my life.
Uh-huh.
But I'd like to do it under an easier way.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we can certainly do that.
It's kind of like you'd be processing something, and all of a sudden the past life memory would open up, and you'd go, oh, yes, that's why.
Well, and the interesting thing about the Akashic Records is sometimes it's about a past life, and sometimes it's about a choice in this life.
Yes.
Yep. It's nice to know the difference, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I mean, I've often said that at some point, at one point, at that fulcrum point, insanity can possibly be a choice.
Well, that's great. And
yeah.
what you might want to also know, if you remember correctly, that you also get along with the tuition for the workshop is a 1 hour telephone consultation with me.
Wow. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yes. That's included. So
wow.
We've got to talk offline about when we want to schedule that for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So appreciative.
Now, are you
going to
bring somebody with you?
I was trying to talk to my husband and ask him if he would like to come.
Okay.
And he said, I don't know. I'll just be a third wheel. And I said, no, you won't.
He said, what did you say?
I'll just be a third wheel. I'll be in the way. And I said, no, you won't.
No. He should. If he is interested in this, it'd be wonderful if the two of you knew how to open up your own records and then eventually open up each other's records. But the idea is that, let's say you want to discuss a book or a situation, you can
mm-hmm.
you can open up your own personal records and have a deeper meaning for yourself that you're then able to communicate to your partner.
That's so much what I would like to do. He is such an aware man without even having to have a metal pin to his chest at all.
Uh-huh.
And I think he would benefit tremendously from something like this.
Oh, absolutely. And again, it's so much fun when you have someone that's close to you that also knows how to open their records. Because then you can have conversations in the records that are much, again, deeper, more meaningful. You can watch movies together with your records open. You can go to art museums with your records open.
Wow.
You can go to concerts with your records open. And what happens is when you go and you do these things with your records open, it expands your awareness. So the music is much clearer. It's brighter. It's like you've heard it. Never quite like this before. Or you can look at a painting and see the depth of it in a way that you've never seen it before.
Wow.
You can go to a play and have your records open and hear and watch the characters and actors move in a way that is much more meaningful. Or read a play, if you will, or read a book and get a deeper meaning from it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not just woo stuff, you know.
Hmm? Oh no, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's just, well, to me, mysticism has always just come so easy because it just does.
Yeah. Sure. Well, and again,
I mean,
if you have an affinity for it, it's fun, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not scary. It's, you know, on a regular basis, some angel shows up and saves your life, and that's the way it goes.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
normal.
Great. I would love to have you and your husband in the workshop. That'd be wonderful.
Well, I think we would have just an enormous amount of fun.
Yes.
That's what I'm looking forward to. I will ask him again. If it's a five-hour drive, he can help me with the driving then.
Yes.
And that would be a good thing.
And the classes go from 1 to 6.
1 to 6?
Yes.
Okay.
1 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Runs 2 days. Okay. That would be a good thing. I will check in with it, and we'll confer off the air on that.
That sounds great. And
thank you so very, very much for your time.
Oh, thank you, Rosemaria, and thanks for being tenacious.
Yes. With a 2000, with a year 2007 schedule, I can do anything.
That's right.
Thank you so
much. I just met with somebody that today that's going to actually help me update that website. So
wonderful.
Yes. It's been a challenge because the person who actually did it originally has become unavailable. So I didn't know how to dismantle it because he has to, I guess, take it down and put it back up again. But I don't know anything about that. So I met with somebody today that knows how to do that. So in the next few weeks, hopefully, it will get updated.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you ever so much.
Okay, dear. Well, you have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, that was great to hear from Rosemary. And that's good for anyone else who wants to come to Cleveland. That level one is coming up the first weekend in May. It's open to anyone who would like to experience their own personal information from their Akashic Records. Or even if you've already done the work, if you've taken a level one and you want to revisit it, it's a great thing to do. So do consider that and give me a call. If you'd like to call me offline, my telephone number, this is a private number, not to call in for questions, of course, tonight, but if any time after the show is on, you can call me privately at 216-691-1233, and we can chat, and I can give you all the information you need. And we can have a good time at that level one. So, yeah, that was a great conversation. Thanks again so much for calling, Rosemary. So, okay, back to our comments here on life and love and things like that. I was about to ask a question about. I'm curious about this new thing called social marketing or like the things like Twitter and Facebook and Plaxo and all those different type of social networking. That's what it is, social networking. And, you know, I find the most interesting thing, I signed up on Twitter, and now all these people are following me on Twitter, and I'm not sure quite what to do with that. So I would love to talk about this social networking and understand it better. Someone invited me, and then I signed up, and now these people are, quote-unquote, following me, and I find that interesting. So if anybody's out there that has information on how someone can best use or work with the social networking, please give a call. I would love to talk about that because I think it's a great way for us all to connect internationally, and it's rather new to me, and I'm not the most technical person in the world, and I don't think you have to be real technical with this stuff. You just have to kind of figure out what you're doing with it. So I find it very interesting. There's organizations like Whole Foods is following me. Now, why Whole Foods would want to follow me, I'm not sure. So I think that might not be the smartest statement in the world, but I don't really know what the ramifications are, if you know what I mean, or how big this gets. So if anybody has any information on this social networking, please give a call. And you can call us directly toll-free from anywhere in the world, you know, by dialing 888. Let me get that right number for you. 888-815-9756. So that would be super. So explain it to me and explain it to other people who want to understand about social networking. Okay, so let's talk now about leadership. You guys are just, sometimes I know that you're out there and you just prefer to listen to what I have to say. And I take that as a great compliment. However, I really want to hear what you have to say too. And I really love to interact with you and talk to you about possibilities and life, okay? But I was talking to a friend about leadership and what makes a good leader. And so I would love to hear your opinions, if you will, on leadership and how what you have found, if you have found someone that inspires you, how they have inspired you. So I would think that would be a great thing for me to hear from you about. So again, give a call on leadership. What do you want? What do you know about leadership? Are you a good leader? What makes a good leader? One of the comments is that someone said about leadership is that a good leader says, go do it, and a great leader said, let's do it, or we'll do it together. And so I think that was very, very interesting. So I want to, next subject real quick, okay, let's talk about purpose. Everybody wants to understand about their soul's purpose. And we were talking a little bit more earlier about the making of the list of how you find out where your passion is. So you go back in time, and then you make your and compare it with that passion to the current passion that you have, or find that passion. And that's the same way, in very similar terms, if you will, that you find your purpose. Because your purpose, and again, if you've listened before, you've heard me say this, is your soul's purpose has everything to do with what brings you the most immense joy. So if you are not feeling immense joy in what you're doing, whether it's a job or a relationship or a situation, you need to really begin to work within you to find that spark of joy. Even if it has nothing to do with the job, the relationship, or the situation, what is important is that you begin to nurture the joy within you and move into a state of knowing that, and this is, it's all about trust as well, move into a state of knowing that everything is in divine order. Everything is perfect as it stands. And that it's not for you to judge right, wrong, good, bad. It's for you to really look at what is and look at what it's bringing you from an informational point of view, from an experiential point of view, and I'm using the word lesson, even though lesson is the only English word that seems to be available. But it's really about the essence of experience. Because the essence of experience is like a light, beautiful ether that you look at and you can see through. So notice that the essence of experience is something that you can see through and feel through without becoming attached to. And when you can get to the point of allowing the essence of experience to be around you and yet not change you, and when you allow the essence of experience experience to be with you, and you observe that essence of experience without moving into it and being it, but just observe it, then you can maintain your joy, and you can actually increase your joy. So it's really about being very present with what is and moving into a knowing and a trusting that no matter what happens, you've always been taken care of, you will always be taken care of, and things always work out the best way possible. Even what seems to be little things works out perfectly. I'm going to give you an example from my own life. I had been working on a project, and the project actually was set to be a six-week project. The project itself actually got shifted, and my part ended on Friday. Now, I was disappointed, but not devastated. I understood why it stopped. I didn't understand it. I mean, I understood it from a business point of view why it stopped, but I didn't understand it from a spiritual or a situational point of view of why it stopped. And yet, today it all came clear. And I know this, you know, this is a small piece, but here I am, I've got a free Monday, and it's not like I don't have a lot to do. I certainly can. There's plenty I can do. I mean, everybody always has plenty of things to do. But here it is my daughter calls up today and asks if I'm available to be able to, you know, take care of my nine-month-old grandson because her nanny, that is normally there, has pneumonia. Now, if I would have been in that project, then I wouldn't have been able to actually enjoy and have the pleasure of the joy of being with my grandson. Now, you may say, well, you know, you lost money. It's not about money. It's about the joy of experience. And now I'm going to get a chance to be with my grandson for at least one day and maybe more, depending on what else comes down the pike this weekend. Or this week, that to me is a great joy. So, you see, we never really know why certain things begin or end the way they do. What's important for us to always know is to trust that we are in the right place at the right time for the right things to happen. And that's not to say that we don't allow human emotions to come forward. I mean, if we totally stand around and deny our sadness or push it down and pretend our sadness isn't there, that's not standing in our truth. There's nothing wrong with expressing human emotion. Nothing wrong with expressing human emotion. Where we need to become vigilant is not to allow the emotions to run us, that those emotions become more powerful than our own personal power. So that's the key of being, of the intention of not slipping into depression whenever we can. What that means is that we need to always remind ourselves that everything is in divine order, even if we don't know what that order is. I was talking to my friend Jane, and again, if you've been listening, you know that a while ago I was at her home over the weekend, and her husband had a stroke and passed away. Well, that was last August, and we were having a conversation today, and she was saying that she is in a state of I don't know, like, she's not sure why certain things are happening, but they all seem to be working out. It doesn't take away her grief. It doesn't take away her sadness. But the idea is, is that even though she doesn't know how it's going to work out, it absolutely does. And so there have been events in her life, without getting personal, without her permission, that have literally fallen into place in such a perfect way so as to support her during this time that no one could have predicted. Of course, they couldn't have predicted her husband's death either. It was a sudden stroke. But the idea is that it's almost like the universe abhors a vacuum. And so the idea of creating a space that where you know that everything will work out. So the idea is to continue to ask yourself, why do I trust the universe? Why do I know that everything will work out for the best? Why do I know that I'm always supported? And again, don't try to answer that question. Allow the universe to answer it for you. And when you do that, you open up all sorts of possibilities that can flood forward. And so I encourage you to consider that. I encourage you to begin moving into your own personal trust of what is and what can be, and your own personal magnificence of who you are. Each one of us has a spark of light that is unique unto us. And that uniqueness is an important piece of our own personal puzzle. In fact, I have some CDs that I created that help you remember that. One of them is called Remembering Your Magnificence. And that CD is all about, it's me speaking. It has its information in statements. The statements are, come forward as you are rather than I am. And the reason why the record keepers, and it's all brought forward from the record, by the way. It's all Akashic Records inspired and brought forward that way. And the reason why in this particular CD starts out with beautiful ocean waves and a welcoming and says, welcome, the angels are here. And it's all about holding you in light and helping you remember how absolutely wonderful and magnificent you are. And many people go to sleep with it every night because it's their way of connecting with their divine nature and their divine knowing that all is well. And the other CD I created was one on forgiveness. And that's an important piece. It's all about how to prepare yourself to move into forgiveness. And so it's the Akashic Records on forgiveness. And there's an actual mini-lecture on forgiveness from the Akashic Records, a message, actually. It's a message from the Akasha on forgiveness. And then there's also a meditation. And I call it an audio. It's an audio workbook because it helps you with your meditation. The meditation helps you understand and go deeper into your personal forgiveness and with yourself and other people, and then you journal your responses after the CD is done. And then the last CD that was created is called The Wisdom Place. And the Wisdom Place is a great CD for those people who don't know how to work with their own records but do like to meditate and do like to have visualization. Again, it's all brought forward from the records. It's totally spontaneous. I go into the studio and open up the records, and the information just comes. And they're beautiful visualizations. And so the Wisdom Place has a message from the records about love. It's called The Glory of Love. It has meditations that help you find your guidance, helps you connect with your guide, helps you get. There's another meditation that helps you get your message or information for the day from your higher self and your guides. And there's also a meditation on joy and love. So it's the three CDs go very well with each other. Again, people normally go to sleep with the Remembering Your Magnificence, so they play it in the background. And the other two you can alternate with, and you can use the forgiveness one to use for your own forgiveness or for the forgiveness of someone else. These are available to you, by the way. You can call your order in, and I can certainly email you a PayPal invoice. If you'd like more information, email me, and I would be happy to email you information about these. You can email me at info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com, and or you can call me directly at 216-691-1233, and I'd be happy to call you back and take your order. So we're getting close to the time that we will be closing the show. One of the things that I am looking for is out there, and if you know of anyone, I'm looking for sponsors for the show, and I'm looking for guests that are compatible to what I do here with the Akashic Records. So if you think that you would like to be on the show as a guest, please email me your information. If you've written a book and you would like to promote it on the show, on Sunday night, we're consistently among the top five of the folks here on BBS Radio. Many times we're the top connector for that day. So we have a lot of folks listening, and would love to be able to promote you. And then you have a recording of an interview that's a great promotion for yourself, for your website, or for you to reproduce as ways of getting your promotional information out to people. So do consider that, and consider, you know, coming to the Level 1 class the first weekend in May in Cleveland. And I think I'm done. I think you guys are great. I've had a wonderful time talking to you. It's now almost 5 minutes to midnight here in Cleveland. And I just want to say that this time that we have together is a very important time. It's done as a service, and I deeply love you. And I want you to know that you are not alone, that Spirit is with you, guiding you and loving you, holding you and nurturing you. And so tonight when you go to sleep, I want you just to imagine the angels' arms and wings around you. As you put your head on the pillow, I want you to imagine being held in the arms of angels that are protecting you and loving you and letting you know that everything is truly okay. So for tonight, I'm going to sign off. I want to close the records for the show. So we ask that all those folks that are listening to the show, may the Akashic Wisdom show here on BBS Radio, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, I close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed, if you'd all join me in saying amen. Good night, everyone. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.